Right, so Josh here from Miller's Radio. I'm here with an ex-manager that I'm sure all of you know far too well. So I'm here with Tommy Brookbanks, who's popped in to watch the game tonight. So I'm not here to talk to you about the game.
No.
What I am here to talk to you about is 10 years ago we got promotion to this level after you had 14 years... And goal last minute at Garforth.
Yeah.
To take you up. Talk to me about that season and that moment.
Well, that day we were, I think it was 1-1 at the time, and we only needed a draw anyway. But Genty popped up with the winner. It was his first season in Northern Counties Prem, having won Northern Counties one the season before. And I think all that was expected was hopefully a top 10 finish, you know, and we actually went and got promoted on that day. And obviously the rest is history, you know, at the end of the day. It was 10 years ago. Carlton have remained in Evo Stick ever since, and Evo Stick's the place to be. Well, it was Unibond, it was called Unibond then. But it was such an important year to get out of the league so quickly.
And I understand that you're doing something to celebrate this 10 years on.
Yeah, well, I spoke to Mick. It's more to do with the 14 years that I was there, and the original people, Bill, who's passed away, Paul, who's still here, Stegs. And I've had so many people over the last few years say, look, when are we going to get together? So many ex-players. And Mick had a function a couple of months back, and there wasn't a lot of players here, and I just thought to myself, well, I think now's the right time. He told me it was 10 years, I didn't realise it was 10 years, and I thought, well, now's the right time to try and get everybody from that 14 year period, because, you know, you've got to realise with that 14 years, Josh, it's probably like Horsworth Villa, where they are now, and they're not senior league, going through the leagues and getting into Evo Stick. You know, that's what Carlton did with all them great people and great players. And I think it's time to celebrate that now. You know, it's been a long time since I've gone. Wayne's doing a fine job here, keeping them in Evo Stick. And I think it's time that we celebrated that 14-year period with all the people while we're all still here.
Well, okay, so we're doing something to celebrate. Talk to me about... so we're getting everyone back together. What are we... what's the game plan?
Piss up. we're going to meet a week on Friday to get it planned. There'll be myself, Mick, Martin Ball, hopefully, Grant Brindley, Dal Thomas, Dicko from the old days, Steve Garrett, Norley, the Jepsons, and there'll be one or two others as well, my old assistants, Nerney, Stoner, and we're all going to get together. We're going to plan a day in a Saturday in May or June. We're going to get down here and have a right good celebration and a good catch-up. We've got some videos of the past, you know, what we can play of Bill, the old chairman, and Chuck and people like that who are no longer with us. Basically, we're going to just have a good celebration and a catch-up, because it's something that you don't do often enough, you know. And I would say there's probably 300-400 players from that area. You know, you add up 14 years, it's a long time. So, and a lot of it's created a lot of interest already, Josh. So we're really looking forward to getting it going.
So I'll ask you about the game in a second, just for the sake of asking you about it. But how important is it to be in the Evo Stick? What's the difference? Is it the difficulty of getting out the lower divisions?
Yeah. Well, for a start, if Wayne don't keep them up, then we're not having the do. pointless.
No pressure, Wayne.
No. The problem is, Josh, with the Northern Counties, there's only one goes up, and everybody's throwing money at it in the Northern Counties. There's some very good teams who's been in there a long time, and in the Midland League, which is another feeder into the Evo Stick. They're all trying to get out, and the one thing that Carlton can't afford to do is go down to that league, because I think they'd really struggle to get back up, and that's, you know, any manager would, because when it's any one promotion, it's nigh on impossible. It's bad enough Evo Stick having one up and one in the playoffs, but only having one come up from the Northern Counties in the Midland League it's incredibly hard. So that's why Mick puts such an emphasis on staying at this level. And the difference in standard is phenomenal, you know, on and off the pitch. So we need Carlton to stay at this level.
Yeah, very similar to trying to break through from the conference back into the
Yeah, it's very similar where I am at the minute with Colwell being in the Prem. You know, we're hell bent on staying in that league and having another go at it next year, because again, trying to get promoted from the Evo Stick South with all the money that's being thrown about is difficult. And you know, what we want to do this year at Colwell is stay up. You know, it's massive for us.
Obviously, I know Colville's not had, you know, the smoothest running season so far. Where do you see the club being at in the next couple of years? If you stay up, can you build on it?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, at the minute, we've got 39 points. I think we're 9 points out of the game, what I thought we would be. We probably need 3 wins from, or maybe 4 from 16 games. I'm, you know, more than hopeful that we can get them 4 wins. And then it's build and just try and do better next year, because it's, you know, the league we're in, your Starbridges, your Blyth Spartans, They are conference clubs, Yentfords, you know, and we've had some big wins, you know, we've gone away to Workington and thumped them, we've gone away to Ennisford, we've beat the Corbis, you know, it's something we only dreamed of. And you know, you've got to realise Colville, they've done the same as Carlton, and in the Leicester League, they've come through the leagues and got where they are, so they're more than happy with what's going off, so we can stay up this year and do better next year. That's great.
Right, so finally, to top it off, you've watched the first 45 minutes.
Yes.
What do you make of the game? Obviously, we're in the lead.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, that obviously, Wall's done well with the pitch, but it's ever. Obviously, with all the rain. I think it's great that Carlton's gone in 2-1 up at half time, because it's such a tight game. And, you know, obviously, Spalding's the top side. They're in the top 2 or 3 at the minute. But I think Carlton look resilient, and they defended well. They've got some pace on the break, which got them the second goal. And hopefully they can hang on to it now. Good luck to them.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Josh.
Much appreciated.